Well, back in the second half of the 1990s especially, small to medium four-wheel drive started coming onto the market, and of course we were on our way to SUVs. One of the earliest was the Honda CR-V. The latest CR-V comes in five model variants, and Rob Fraser takes a look at the top spec offering.
The latest all-new CR-V, launched in 2018, is bigger and better than the previous model. It's surprising just how much room there is inside, as well as clever layout and huge storage areas, especially around the centre console. Powered by a VTEC four-cylinder engine, the CR-V has enough power and torque for normal daily driving, and for the most part, the CVT drives the front wheels unless the all-wheel drive is needed to prevent wheel slip. The fifth generation CR-V gives a quiet, enjoyable ride, and the handling has also been improved significantly. Seating is very comfortable for five, and with wide opening doors, access is easy. Even my lumping frame can fit in the back seats. However, the third row of seats are definitely in the occasional category. Boot space is surprisingly large. The CR-V hits a sweet spot between conservative and exciting, and at a touch over $44,000, plus the usual costs, the Honda CR-V is pretty good value and definitely worth a drive.
Before you buy your next new car, check out carreviewcentral.com.au. At carreviewcentral.com.au, you'll find easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, unbiased new car reviews. We want to help you get exactly the right car for you. carreviewcentral.com.au. Ready for you now and whenever a new car is on your agenda.